Hello, my alienated family. In times like these, it's very important that we take care of ourselves and each other on a physical, mental, and spiritual level. And thanks to Amazon, I've been able to find amazing products and use them to not only help myself, my family, and even those that I love. And now you can do the same thing as well. I have my own alienated goodies list at my Amazon shop that you guys can check out today and purchase some amazing items. Head over to amazon.com/shop/TheTiaraLatrice Show, and you guys will see everything from vitamins to essential oils, hair care products, skin care products, cleaning products, and much more. I even have some books up there that you guys can read to keep yourselves educated in times like this. So yes, head over to my shop, purchase something, and you'll also be supporting me as well. Thank you guys for your time, and please take care of yourselves and each other, and keep yourself in line. Later, alien family. What's up, my alienated gang and family? It's your girl, Tiara Latrice, and welcome to the Alien Gang Podcast. Tonight, we are talking generational curses. We got to dig into this, but of course, as y'all know, I always set a vibe before we get into the conversation. So, hey, what's up to my girl, Bella's World? Shout out to you for coming through this evening. So let's get into the vibe before the conversation, and I'll be right back in a second. All right. Wanted to set the tone a little bit before we got the show started. I hope you guys are having a blessed and abundant day. I hope that you guys are having a peaceful day. But tonight we have to dig deep into something that is a very, very deep discussion about generational curses and trauma. The reason why I wanted to discuss this today is because, honestly, you know, this is not something that is comfortable to discuss because it's not something that we always like to divert our attention to. But nonetheless, we have to address these kinds of conversations in order to progress and move forward as people amongst ourselves, our family, our friends, so on and so forth. So the first thing that we need to get into is what exactly is a generational curse? And this is subject to your own definition and your own level of understanding. But to my understanding and what I've come to know is basically a generational curse is a continuous cycle of harmful behaviors. That's basically what it is to me. And it continues from one generation down to the next, down to the next. If someone in that line does not put a stop to it. Good evening, sweet dark chocolate. Welcome to the Alien Gang Podcast. Appreciate you for coming through. So ultimately, you know, when you're dealing with generational curses, that also leads to generational trauma. So if you have a continuous behavior or behaviors that is practiced, ultimately, it leads to different levels of trauma. You know what I'm saying? So what I need to do first for you guys is I want to give you a little bit of an actual standard understanding of what this conversation is going to entail, okay? Now, you guys can feel free to visit MichaelGKuerkle.com for this breakdown of what generational trauma signs and symptoms are. But I'm going to just share this with my viewing audience today. And for those of you that will be listening on the streaming platforms, you guys will get this as well. So these are the signs of generational trauma, okay? The symptoms. So here are the red flags that are basically manifested through these levels of trauma. You have emotional numbing and depersonalization. You have unresolved and complicated grief. You have isolation and withdrawal. You have hypervigilance. You have fearfulness, memory loss, anger and irritability, nightmares, inability to connect with others, lack of trust in others, substance abuse, reoccurring thoughts of death, dying, and suicide, right? So that's a general overview of what it is. Then it goes into what happens with school-age children and teenagers, which is disciplinary issues, poor grades, cutting class, dropping out. Then when observing a family, these are the trends that warrant close examination. Any talk about feelings is dismissed and viewed as weakness. Acute overprotectiveness of children and elderly family members, even when no danger is present. Very tapered emotional responses to extreme events. Weary of outsiders and falling easily into conflict with each other and those outsiders. So this is a general understanding of what generational trauma entails, okay? So now that we've gotten that out the way and we have a basic understanding of what this trauma entails in full, we now have to deal with the real, okay? And this, again, may be a very uncomfortable conversation for people, but especially when we're dealing with the level of curse and trauma that especially takes place when it comes to, you know, families of my fellow brothers and sisters, everybody as a whole, like everyone in some way, shape or form has been subjected to this and there's no escaping it. Okay. So I'm going to give you guys a personal story of a time when I didn't know that I was assisting in helping break a generational curse. There used to be this program in my middle school called Love in Action. And this is where you could volunteer your time to go to a school and read to children. In this particular instance, we were going to an elementary school and we were reading to kindergarten to first grade age children. So I started, you know, trying to do my part to help people even before I became an adult. But in this one instance, there was this really nice young girl and she was basically in the midst of trying to learn English. And I would go there every week, twice a week, and I would sit down and I would read with her. Finally, as you know, the weeks go by and we're engaging in this program and we're, you know, assisting these kids, you know, learn how to read better. At first, when I met her, you know, she was very quiet, very to herself. She wasn't very talkative. But then after a while, you know, she started opening up a little bit more. And this one particular day, I'll never forget it. She sits down with me and, you know, usually I would start off reading first. This day, she wanted to start. And I said, okay, we can change it up. We can, you know, make it different. And she starts reading. And by this time, her reading had really progressed. The next thing I know, the story's over. We're about to move on to do something else. We also did like interactive projects with the children. And she says, you know what? And I'm like, what's up? What's going on? She says, you know, nobody in my house reads to me. And I was stuck. Now, mind you, I'm in seventh grade. And this kindergarten age girl tell me that no one reads to her at home. And I said, well, the first question that came to my head was, well, how does that make you feel? You know, like, what does that make you feel like? She tells me that when she leaves school and she goes home, her parents in their language would basically say to her, there's no point of you basically learning how to read because you're always going to be stupid. I'm in seventh grade hearing this kindergarten age girl tell me that her family thinks it's pointless to read to her. So the only real assistance she was getting in regards to her education was, of course, her teachers, the parents that work in the classroom, and when we would come in and read to these children. Part of me wanted to say something to the teacher and say like, hey, you know, there may be something else that's going on. But for some reason, that day when I left, the teacher pulls me to the side and she says, I noticed since you've been working with her, you know, she's been a lot more open and participates more in class. And she says, and by the way, I know. So that took a huge weight off of my shoulders. Okay. That took, because I was like, I don't even know how I'm supposed to bear this kind of news to this instructor, to this teacher. But then even as the years go by, you know, you start to see more examples of just how imperative and important it is for families to really get involved, you know, with their children. Because let's start with where we're at now in the world. You know what I'm saying? The things that we've seen happen in the media, things that have happened in schools, things that have happened with children, you know, being in and out of the system. These children grow up to be adults. And what we don't realize is that we're inflicting the same harm and the same damage that may have been done to us. It leads to further generations of inflicting the same harm onto other people, mainly their descendants, their children. So I say all that to say that at some point, from the even the most simplest story that I've told you to even there being, you know, signs of ridicule, not being uplifted, not being given any words of hope, all because this is what you were subjected to, because this is what you were taught. You weren't allowed to feel love, give love. You weren't allowed to be open and honest about the things that bother you and all that. Like at some point that has to come to a cease, because right now we have examples, saddening examples of children committing suicide, children shooting up schools, children not finding value in being educated, children becoming bullies because of the lack of empathy, sympathy, and open-mindedness when it comes to breaking cycles. Which is why I go deeper in thought and say, when we look at these adults, and we see how some of them have turned out. While I'm not saying that if someone is doing something wrong, that they should not be punished for it, especially if it's downright wrong and illegal, I really think if we took a trip down memory lane to even where they came from, where their parents came from, so on and so forth, you'd find a line of consistent, personally intentional inflicted harm because people refuse to sit back and say, this is not what I want myself or future generations after me to have to bear witness to. Just the T, how are you? How's everything? Thanks for coming through. There has to be a stop at some point, because if we continue on these paths, we're going to be batting zero. We're going to keep having the same patterns and same afflictions take place, and we're going to breed more and more individuals that are going to continue these levels of trauma. At some point, we all have to make personal decisions. We have to have clarity amongst ourselves to understand that there's just a point where we have to stop, look, listen deeply, and really become intact with the things that matter most. And what needs to matter most is not only the love that we receive from others, but the love that we are given to ourselves. And unfortunately, self-love is something that people are now starting to come and learn. It's not something that was instilled in them in their upbringing, which is the even saddest part. So I'm going to give you guys some examples of things that we've seen even on social media, you know, things that can inflict, you know, trauma. Now, this is something that I've never agreed with, okay? Do y'all remember when there was this trend going around where parents were deciding to videotape them disciplining their children, you know, the shave the hair off thing, the whooping their ass on camera thing, the forcing them to confess their quote unquote sins on camera thing. I have a message to all you parents that thought that that was cute. It's not. You have inflicted generational trauma on your own children. Okay? Now, I'm not saying don't discipline. I'm not saying don't check your children when they get out of line. But to subject them to public embarrassment and shame to people who don't even know them, you have not only subjected them to levels of trauma within you to where they can't even trust you to have their best interests at heart when it comes to their discipline. You've now allowed all different kinds of energies to bear witness to how you've shamed them. So now they're no longer going to look to you as a source of inspiration or as a source of leadership, because now you're letting society lead you into how you parent your child, which makes absolutely no sense. Why does the world need to see how you discipline your child? Let the evidence show and how they turn out when they become young adults, teenagers, so on and so forth. You have now inflicted generational trauma on your own. And then you wonder why they look to the streets and acceptance from their peers and look to all different kinds of negative influences to cope with the level of embarrassment that you've inflicted on them. So you're not doing your job as a parent because you're showing off to the world like, yeah, I disciplined my child. No, if anything, you're leaving them subject to more criticism. You're leading them to strangers, inflicting their opinions about your child versus allowing them to learn from their mistakes, allowing them to even express what may have led to their mistakes, okay? That right there is an example of generational trauma. And then the thing is, did your parents do that with you? Because if that's the case, you were subject to generational trauma too. Or another example, always wanting to shut down the idea of your child being able to say what bothers them. Sometimes those conversations are going to be uncomfortable, but to completely diminish and shut out what it is that they have experienced or what they're feeling, it's not healing in itself. You're making them bury their pain deeper to where they don't even feel like they have an outlet to turn to. And unfortunately, not all of our children have friends that they can turn to and express themselves. They don't even feel like they have a source of energy that they can consult when they go through these issues. And don't let me get started on the ones that make them bury even deeper trauma, you know, being touched on, being assaulted, not being treated correctly amongst other family members, family friends, just because you don't want to lose a connection to something that benefits you, or because you're uncomfortable with the fact that, yes, this is going to be a long process of healing. Yes, you may have to press charges. Yes, you may have to take accountability for the fact that there may have been a time where you were not keeping an open eye to what it is that mattered the most. Making them be silent because it's uncomfortable. And this is even for adults that have experienced this and never even been able to express the pain of what it is. Or even another example, when you compare your children to an absentee parent, that's trauma because they don't even know who the parent is. They don't even know anything about the parent. So when they act out and you compare them to that parent, that's giving them a level of weight that they can't even carry, because they're already carrying the weight of not knowing who the absentee parent is. Now say, okay, now I remind you of this person. I don't even know who this person is, and I'm longing for a relationship with that person. Or this one. This one's even worse. When, as families, you sit here and you ridicule your appearance of a child or a young teenager because that's not how you looked. Because they're lighter skin, because they're darker skin, because their hair won't grow, their hair is growing long, or making them feel as if their beauty or their ability to be handsome is something that's like a curse. Or even worse, when you treat a child that has an issue, some type of disability differently, because according to you, they're not normal. I would really like to know what in your lineage made you feel comfortable to inflict that kind of hatred amongst your own offspring. And let's not talk about when we do it amongst, you know, even other family members. or not even letting them come close to understanding who they are, not accepting them for who they are. Like, here's a newsflash. You don't have to accept everything about your offspring, but that doesn't mean you get to love them any less, which is why I'll never understand. And especially after I watched something yesterday that really, really triggered me. And I won't say what it is, because some of you, especially my YouTube family, you probably already know what I'm about to hint at and say was something that made me uncomfortable. It's one thing as a parent, if you and your child, whether young or old, are going through a conflict, but to sit here and diminish their worth by going to parties that are not in any way trying to help heal the issues and the trauma between you, but use it as leverage. That is the worst thing you could do to your own. What does that heal? What does that bring together? What does that do? Because at the end of the day, what we have to also realize is that our offspring are also a reflection of ourselves. So maybe there's something within us that we never dealt with. But if we keep having this long-term effect of not talking, of not acknowledging, of not properly upbringing, of not having important conversations, of not acknowledging things that have transpired and dealing with it head on, we're going to continue to have these instances of self-harm, of substance abuse, of suicide, so on and so forth. Belittling someone's existence, especially in a bloodline, is even giving less worth to the blood that flows within you. So what exactly did you solve? What problem did you conquer? What level of understanding did you achieve? What fruit have you bore in this situation? I really would like to have this all make sense, because it doesn't. And it's not acceptable. And at some point, for people that really want to see a level of change, the change starts within you first. You can't give love if you don't love yourself. You can't acknowledge someone else's pain if you won't deal with your own. It's not possible. The thing is, some of the family don't even realize that they're doing it in regards to your own family. Just to see, that's a common story that we have witnessed time in and time out. And then here's the other thing, personal wants and expectations. Okay, your child doesn't want to be a doctor. Your child doesn't want to be a lawyer. They want to be something simple. Don't downplay something that they want to do because of its level of simplicity. If they want to be a hairstylist, they could be the best hairstylist to come out. If they want to be a barber, if they want to be a janitor, if they want to be anything, if there's a dream that they want to accomplish, it's not for you to downplay it because it doesn't fit your narrative of what you think is preferable for them to be when they come of age. Whatever it is that they take an interest in, you allow them to hold that interest true, and you build on that to where they can not only maximize the level of success that they achieve, but that you'll always be in their cheering section. And to any adult that has endured this and not felt loved and not felt supported and not felt as if their feelings or what they've endured doesn't matter, that's not true, which is what leads me to this next level. You don't have to be blood to help break a generational cycle. You can be a teacher and help break a cycle. You can be a minister, a spiritual advisor, a chef. You could be anything and help break a cycle. Instead of looking down on people for, you know, the flaws and the things that they may not have at their fingertips, it takes nothing but a second to just look in someone's eyes, see the pain that is within them, and say, hey, are you all right? I guarantee you at some point when you show that consistency that they are not being able to witness on a day-to-day basis, at some point they're going to pick up on that energy and they may open up. They may open up. You don't have to be blood to be family. It takes 60 seconds out of your day to just ask somebody if they are okay. You see somebody crying in the street, ask them what's wrong. Anything could have happened in the time frame of when you walked up to them and when you took a moment out of your day to just ask if they're all right. You don't know what could have happened. Counselors, it's no longer about the textbook definition of certain mental illnesses. It's time to really figure out some kind of therapy that can dig into the crux of what people are actually experiencing and the things that they have lived through. Every level of what we would call a mental illness doesn't necessarily have a label. Some people have multiple things that are occurring within them, and you can't always label it as being depressed. You can't always label it as being bipolar. You can't always label it as being schizophrenic. It could be a summary of different aspects. There has to be even a deeper level of counseling when it comes to these instances. Everybody can't be generalized and given a label. That's part of what the problem is. There's too many labels being handed out that may not apply to the situation. And just us as people ourselves, we have the power to even break our own cycles, break our own curses, break our own trauma. There may come a point where something's going to hit you and you will sit here and realize that you might have to reteach yourself everything that you've ever known because it just may not apply to you. There may come a moment where you have to sit back and say, do I really want this pain? Do I really want this anger, this bitterness, this weight on my shoulders anymore? Do I really want to go through the rest of my life feeling as if I don't have a place, that I don't belong? Well, let me give you some news flashes. If you're really a person that is becoming in tune with yourself, and you're coming to realize certain things and you're acknowledging some of your own things that you have been through, it's going to come that point where you don't feel like you belong. You're going to feel like you're different, not knowing there are tons of other people out there that are just like you, just waiting to receive the same energy that you have, to know that they aren't alone. That's the key here, knowing that we're not alone, knowing that everyone has gone through something that has been traumatic. Everybody has gone through something that has changed their view. Everybody has gone through something that has made them question their value and their worth. And I'm going to be honest, I've gone through my own. I know what it feels like to not be the, how can I put this calmly, of not feeling like the normal one, of not feeling like as if I can relate all the time. Something just being different about me. I know what it feels like to not feel wanted, to feel like everyone is distancing themselves and just not being able to receive what it is that I bring to the table as far as a family connection. I thought it was always crazy how I identified more with the, shall we say, the black sheep versus the ones that seemed like they had it all together. Thinking at one point it was a bad thing, now realizing it may not be so bad. Because maybe it's just not so bad to be different. You know what I'm saying? And then, you know, when you get older, like, listen, you're hearing my understanding of a person that knows what it's like to bear witness to what generational curses can even do. I witnessed what it did to my own mom. I saw her struggle and battle with not feeling as if she was good enough because of things that transpired in her own childhood. To the point where, you know, there will be moments she asked me, like, you know, am I a good mom to you? Like, I remember these moments and having these conversations. And I just remember saying, no, Ma, you're doing the best you can. You know what I'm saying? But then there's that fear of just feeling like you don't know if you have it all together. And that's not something that you're born with. That's something that is taught and inflicted. And that's very dangerous. And a lot of times the feeling of neglect and the feeling of sadness and the feeling of not having your feelings acknowledged can come from the very people that you love. But I'm going to just give this piece of advice. It doesn't mean you have to hate them. It doesn't mean you have to dislike them. The goal is ultimately having to find forgiveness within yourself, because if you don't, you will continue that generational curse. You will continue that cycle. And that cycle will bear its fruit to people you meet, your own families that you're creating. It's not a healthy place. You can't look at the fact, okay, oh, you know, my parents are alcoholics, I have to be one. Or, you know, an aunt and uncle, or they were addicts, so maybe I need to become an addict too. Like, that's not the case. Oftentimes, we have to see these examples and use it as inspiration to not want to go down that same path. And thankfully, there are people that look at these examples and decide to want to do something different. But some people don't have that kind of willpower. Some people don't have that kind of influence. Some people don't have that level of inspiration. And it's not entirely your fault. But once you come to that realization that something just isn't right, it's for you to figure out what it is that you want to act on and what you want to change. But that has to come from you, whether you're young or you're old. Last podcast, I said this, I'll say this again on this one. Being old doesn't make you wise, and being young doesn't make you dumb. At some point, you have to understand what it is that you bring to the table. Knowing who you are as a person, knowing your value, knowing your worth, knowing that what you've gone through is not only not intended to break you, but it's intended for you to serve as an example to someone else. You do not have to linger in your sorrow. You do not have to bear that weight any longer than you want to. So when you come to that level of understanding and you figure out what it is you need to do, these cycles can be broken. But it comes from a long, long, long line of continued behavior, okay? So what I'm going to need for people to do, no matter how old you are, no matter how young you are, I really hope whoever this message reaches, that you sit back with yourself for a second and really deal with, have you been subjected to generational trauma and curses? Have you enabled these curses to continue? Have you done any work to try to work through anything that has hindered or afflicted you? That's a question that we have to all sit back at some point and ask ourselves. Are you the cause or are you the effect? Are you the beginning or are you the end? And if you are the end of the cycle, if you are, if you're the thing that changes the frequent levels of harm, mentally, physically, emotionally, if you dedicate yourself to being that end, there is no telling the level of power that you will birth and that you will in turn be able to take that same power and give it to someone else who needs it. Because not only when you decide to heal yourself or take steps to healing, are you giving power to who you are? You are now serving as an example to someone that has been or is in your same position. It's for you, but it's also for you to be a blessing to somebody else. You can pay your power forward to people who need it. And trust and believe. As you're coming into this level of understanding, let me tell you something. Let me tell you what's going to happen. I'm just going to warn you. When you decide that you want to break the trauma and the curses and the negativity and the weight and you want to heal yourself, let me tell you something. People are going to fall away because they can't deal with the power that you have. They can't deal with the fact that, oh, wait, oh, so I went through all of this. I was subjected to this and this person gets to heal. Well, guess what? This person gets to heal because they want to. Because they found the power within, because they decided to seek help, because they decided to see what it was within them that was broken. They took those pieces that were broken and decided to put them back together. Children can't do that by themselves, and some adults can't. But you can't be mad at someone because they're deciding to heal and uplift and change things because you decide that you want to stay stagnant. You can't fault someone for wanting to heal, for wanting to be better. That's not fair, because now you're trying to inflict your trauma on someone else. And what does that do? Does that make you sleep better at night? It shouldn't. Does that make you feel better about yourself? It couldn't. Is that going to make them want to change even more? It might not, wouldn't. So we can't judge people that have been through this trauma, and we can't judge people that decided they want to break away from it. Ask that person, well, what did you do to get over it? How did you get over this obstacle? What did you do? It's very easy to learn from one another. It's not hard. And it doesn't matter how old you are. It doesn't matter your background. It doesn't matter your race. There's a piece out there for everyone to figure out what it is they do they need to heal. So at some point, you might have to sit back and say, you know what? It's okay for me to heal. It's okay for me to be upset. It's okay for me to be angry. It's okay for me to be disappointed, because the very people within my bloodline that needed to be there, that needed to share and bear some of this with me, were not present. But as I continue my life and as I continue my show, I'm going to open that curtain so the sunshine could come in. I don't want to live in this darkness anymore. And if you want to declare and decree this for yourself today, tomorrow, next week, next month, it's okay, because guess what? It's for you. You can be abundant in healing. You can be abundant in growing. You can be abundant in realizing that there is a purpose for you. In some way, somehow, you may serve as a primary example for that young boy or that young girl or that young man or that young woman that is in the same place you used to be in and may need you to serve as their inspiration because they can't find it anywhere else. If you want to break a cycle, if you want to break a curse, you can do that now. You don't have to have a timeline. No one has to tell you when it's time to heal. You will know it, because something will come to you and it'll show itself. You might have to hit rock bottom before that happens. You might have to fall. You might have to fall. Because if you don't fall, how can God come in and pick you up? We all have to fall in order to get back up again. But when you do get back up again and you get your strength, what you going to do with that new level of energy? Are you going to continue on the same path, or are you going to stay stagnant? That is solely up to you, which is why you can't even judge someone that wants to change themselves, because you never know what energy they were around. You never know what it was that was within them that made them be that way. And if you see that they are trying to uplift themselves and get to a point where they can see the silver lining and there's hope for them, why knock them down when they are showing all the signs of wanting to be healed, of wanting to be whole and putting themselves back together? Because unfortunately, they didn't have the tools necessary to know how to do it at one point. There has to be a point of realization. It has to be a point of balance. It has to be a level of control. And a lot of that control starts now. It's different if you don't know, but if you do know and you don't do better, that's where the energy falls back onto you. But we have the power to stop a lot of these cycles. We have a lot of power to bring things forth and to forge through the things that we have endured in this life. A lot of us have bared witness to a lot of things that could have been considered hindrances. Things that could have broken spirits, things that could have deterred people from even wanting to live. Flash, here's a news flash. I was one of those people. I was one of those people that didn't want to live, okay? I was one of those people that didn't see why I was alive. I was one of those people. I questioned my value. I questioned the people that was supposed to serve as a level, an example of comfort and solace. Meanwhile, everything that I had was going to them, and I wasn't able to pour anything back into myself. And I'm speaking from the experience of being a teenager / young woman. Because the support that was needed and the things that I required in order to truly be abundant in my love, understanding, it wasn't always present. Sorry to say. Yes, you can provide. Yes, you can offer a home. Yes, you can do everything it is on the monetary basis. But if you're not able to provide it on a spiritual, emotional basis, that really doesn't amount to anything. Newsflash, you can provide for your family all you want to. But are you really giving them something to work with, to hold on to, even when the actual monetary basis is not serving the general means? That's a question that we have to lie within ourselves. That's something that we have to come to realization and understand. But that is strictly up to us. So right now, here's what I'm going to tell y'all. It is okay to start acting on your cosmic heart. It's okay to live your life like a prayer. It's okay to readjust your perspective. It's okay to trust the timing. And it's okay to feel like you're longing for a place to belong. It's okay to remove the veil. It's okay to see things that just are not aligned with you and letting it go. And yes, sometimes that might have to be your own kin. Yes, you're going to have to stay grounded. You're going to have to learn how to be human. Okay? You're going to have to do that. You're going to have to also have your life be that canvas. We talked about that the last episode. You can manifest your destiny. You can pave a new path for yourself. You can be the leader that you never had. And just know that when you choose that path of wanting to really want to change some stuff, you will find that home that you're longing for. But that home is not necessarily a physical home. It's a home within yourself. Home is where your heart is. Home is where your heart is. I'm going to say it again. Home is where your heart is. So if you want your home, your heart to be abundant and to be whole, there's got to be a level of understanding that you come to that says that I want to break these cycles. I want to stop where I am and I want to do something different. And don't feel bad when people don't understand what that means. So yeah, you may not be the life of the party for a while. Yeah, you may not indulge in some of your recreational activities. Yes, you may not be the wild one anymore because you need that time to hone in and focus and realize what it is that you want. Ask yourself that question. What do you want? Not what does this person want? Not what does that person want? What is it that you want? Do you want to continue the same patterns and behaviors that you bear witness to from the time when you were a child up until the point where you are now? Or do you want to be the change that you need, the change that the world might need? Because you never know when you're going to get called on. You never know when you're going to get called on. You never know when you are going to serve as that example. And even if you are able to reach one person, even if you are able to touch two people, a whole gang of people, it is what it is, because it's what was intended for you. And trust and believe, there's a blessing in store for you no matter which way it goes, even if you just for the moment are just working on healing yourself. The process ain't going to be easy. It's going to be very difficult because, again, you have to deal with all the things that you've endured. You may have flashbacks of things that have happened, but that's where, you know, you get the help that you need. You get the assistance that you need. Some of that assistance can come from just you praying a little bit more. You might need to meditate a little bit. You might need to seek outside help and find someone that's going to give you comfort and solace because they don't know you. It may be that one friend out of a whole bunch of people that you know that can see you even being destructive that say, I really think you need to stop. And let me point this out. If you don't have at least one person in your space that's willing to tell you when you're fucking up and when you're dropping the ball, at least one person, that should really alarm you. But take what you have seen and what you have endured and what you have bared witness to and use it as inspiration to be better. Use it as inspiration to give yourself more clarity. Use it as inspiration to say that I don't want this to continue for the rest of my life. You're going to have to take those baby steps. You're going to have to water that garden and you may end up having to align with some people that are really, really going to support you. And it may not be blood. Deal with that inner child. Find that innocence that still lies within you and know that at the end of the day, even if it's not in the physical sense, in the spiritual sense, you do have that love and it's there for you. And even as you're healing, again, reemphasizing that you're not for everybody. You may have to be the one to give yourself that love that your mother or your father or your, you know, other family members didn't give you. You may have to give yourself that love. But just know that you are not alone because there are plenty of other people out there just like you. There are plenty of other people out there that can empathize with you. There are support groups. There are free call lines that you can access where you can talk to someone. There are text lines. There's something for everyone, even if it's not exactly what you want. But you got to take whatever tools you are given and utilize them to the best of your ability and continue to pray, manifest, and work on yourself. But at no point should what you be subjected to be your ending. because it doesn't have to end that way. It does not have to determine your level of worth or value. There are days when it is okay to not be okay. If you need a day to cry, if you need a day to go somewhere and yell, you yell. Because you didn't ask to go through what you've been through. You did not ask to see the things that you've seen. You did not ask to feel the pain that you felt. But ultimately, it all starts with us now. It starts now. It starts today. It starts tomorrow. Whenever you are ready to have that start, you take it and you run with it. As soon as that key to that kingdom comes to you, let go and loosen that hold. Release those secrets that you held onto for so long. But at the end of the day, you're going to survive. But first, you gotta slow down. You gotta slow down. Take a moment to reflect. Take a moment to know what you've been through and see it through. And just know that at the end of this, once you make that decision to break that cycle, to end that trauma, to not bear that pain, especially when you have yourself also become a parent, the love that you give yourself becomes reflected on your offspring, and then your offspring will carry that with their offspring. And even if you're not perfect, they're going to know and they're going to see that you tried to be the very best example that they needed. But please stop putting yourself down. Stop putting your children down, your nieces, your nephews, your whoever. Because you don't know what you're planting in them. And you don't know what seeds that will bear. And trust me, if you continue to do this, the fruit will not be sweet. And when that does happen and things do go left, you shall stand in no position to downplay them. Because you were part of the problem. Society, schools, prison systems, y'all bear responsibility too. Some people don't need to be imprisoned. Some people need to be rehabilitated. Some people need to be able to work through some things. Now, when it gets to that drastic point, to the point of no return, then you just have to deal with what it is. But there are some people that can be changed. We can change ourselves. You just got to tap into how bad it is you want it. And I hope and I pray that anyone that needs to hear this message today gets it. Because we're all children in adult bodies. We all have an inner child that has dealt with some stuff that needs to heal. You are not perfect. You will never be. But you're not worthy. You are worthy. You are very much worthy. You are very much a part of something bigger than even you may understand right now. But just know, all paths lead to home. Know that, feel that, believe that, manifest on that. And trust me, it will all make sense one day. But first, it all starts with forgiveness. Because once you learn how to do that, some doors are going to open for you. You're going to have the power to make more decisions over your life. But it all starts with us. Those that choose to act on what it is that we really want out of life. And me, I want an abundant life. I want a life that serves me well. I want a life that serves my child well. I want to be able to help people and build people up. And that's always something that I was supposed to do, even if I didn't always act on it. But here I am now telling you the things that you need to know, the things that you need to survive, the tools you need to build the foundation of hope and growth. We all have it in us. It's just up to you if you want to tap into it. Don't allow yourself to be broken. Allow yourself to build. But today, manifest breaking these cycles and putting an end to what we have seen and what we have bared witness to. I hope and I pray that this message resonates with anyone who needs it. I hope that this eventually helps someone who needs it. If you feel like someone you know or someone that you care about needs to hear this message, send it to them. So this way they can see some hope and silver lining in their lives. It only takes one moment, one person to understand you, to break a whole mold that people will come to understand. So today's level aspiration is understanding. I pray that everyone comes to that level of understanding and that we don't have to continue this anymore, that we can bear more abundant fruit, that we can see the best level of love and light and healing that we can, and that we put a stop to what has gone on thus far. Whew. That was a lot. You're absolutely welcome, Bella. Yes, indeed, Justity. Yep. And listen, you said, see me get in tune with yourself, the bullshit starts. Listen, that's going to come with the territory, honey. I hate to say it, because I could tell y'all a story right now that would piss you off. Like, literally would piss you off, really. It would make you angry. It would make you pissed. Because, yes, this is going to happen. As you're starting to come into a level of understanding, as you're starting to progress and see what it is about you that needs to change and the things that you want to do differently, that's going to come. But that's where you take that and you use that to fuel you more. You keep going even when it's hard. And trust me, a lot of people are going through a lot of hard battles right now. But this is where we come together and we support each other and we build each other up. Because if we don't do it, no one else will. This is really the time of awakening. We're going into a new year, which means it's a new time to start fresh. It's a new time to build new beginnings. It's time for it. So I really hope and pray that y'all find it within you to establish what you want your new beginning to look like. And paint it on your canvas and on your heart and manifest and build on it. I pray that for every single last one of you that will listen, that have heard it this evening, I pray this in its entirety. From the bottom of my heart with the most purest intention from me to you. So again, I thank you guys so much for tuning into the Alien Gang podcast. This podcast will be available in the next hour on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Google Podcasts as well. You can also catch the replay of this here on YouTube. And again, I really hope that this message was received to those who needed it. And if you know anyone else that needs it, feel free to pass it on to them. But today, we have the power to make a change. And it's really up to me and you. Peace and blessings to all of you. May you be abundant in your life. May this resonate in your spirit and may it help you build on something bigger than even you will be able to understand. Because trust me, once you do this, you have no idea how many beautiful things are just waiting for you at the other end of that rainbow. There is a light at the end of the tunnel. There is hope for you and there's love. Don't let anybody, even your kin, tell you differently. Whew, Lord have mercy. Thank y'all for watching and for listening. I'll be back with another podcast episode Friday. That will be a premiere. I will not be live for that one because I'm telling y'all now, we about to get real deep on this channel. And a lot of my previous content will be leaving because I just decided that I want to do something more with my life than what I'm doing. And hopefully I can help a whole bunch of us along this path. So blessings be to all of you. I am out of here. Take care of yourselves. Take care of each other. And I'm going to send y'all out with some peace. Okay? Y'all have an amazing evening. And may your healing journey be the best journey you've ever been on. Later, my alien gang.
Enjoy the peaceful vibes, courtesy of the Tiara Latrice Show. May the sage burn carry you through the rest of your day.
shout out to you. Fun to be blonde. Glad you was able to come through. Y'all have a good evening, okay?
I leave them dead. Take these full-blown shots to the head. Rock a bye, bitch.